Living Sacrifice. To meditate on all that Calvary meant is likely an eternal cause for wonder. To reflect on what it means to us is a cause for ongoing awe-struck wonderment. What it means to you and what it means to me. Can we begin to imagine what this pivotal universal event meant to his disciples? What it signified to Christ himself, the perfect man, our eternal substitute? Can we dare to muse what this astonishing predestined event meant to the Father? To do so demands we cover our face with a mantle in fear and trembling. It requires that we reverently remove our shoes from off our feet. For to do so means that we are standing on the holiest of holy ground. To do so causes us to touch the deepest mysteries of the omniscient Godhead. It's a cause for bewilderment, to truly reflect on what Calvary truly means. Every jot and tittle of the law was fulfilled, to appease the demands of a holy God. He died as the Passover lamb, the perfect and only mediator betwixt us and God. He also died as the sin offering, taking 6,000 years of brutal punishment upon himself. He drained the bitter dregs of God's cup of bitter wrath for you and for me, so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. God's righteousness was reflected in the perfection of his flawless law. Yet God himself alone was the only one who was able to fulfil its requirements. In total, pure obedience, Christ completed every last tiny requirement of the law. God's righteous demands of the law were perfectly met and fulfilled in minute detail. But what staggers me is his offering far surpasses the law's just demands. He lived his life as a sacrifice of praise, a sweet-smelling savour. The Lord Jesus Christ offered up his life as a sacrifice of praise to the Father. Now, the burnt offering is just another word for voluntary, non-compulsory sacrifice. As Passover lamb and sin offering, Christ was led as a lamb to the slaughter, to fulfil the righteous requirements of the law, and he did it for you and for me. A compulsory offering, required by a righteous God. And he cried, "If it be possible unto thee, take away this cup from me." But as burnt offering, he gave his life in a pure act of voluntary worship, a life given unreservedly to God, a sacrifice becoming a sweet savour to the Lord, to glorify the Father which is in heaven. For 33 years, Christ yielded up his sinless life daily. His life was a daily sacrifice of praise to his God. For 33 years, Christ's life was lived as a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to his Father. For 33 years, Christ exemplified the living burnt offering. Every day he was a sweet-smelling savour to his God and Father. To my Father and your Father, my God and your God. And then Christ yielded up his sinless life as a voluntary offering of himself to God. A voluntary sacrifice of himself to God on our behalf and purely for love of God. A willing offering, demonstrating his supreme devotion to the Father, knowing that God's love for man was such that he alone could display his love, and so stepping down of his own free will, he did all that the Father desired. And this is what he asks of us. Not just that we believe and are saved, but that we love him with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And that we live our Christian life as a willing sacrifice of praise. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, a voluntary offering, a burnt offering, a sweet savour to the Father, acceptable to God.